let's get your CHFI news.
Canadian Armed Forces were deployed over the weekend to help evacuate a northwestern Ontario First Nation threatened by wildfires. The Red Lake 12 wildfire near Deer Lake First Nation is listed as out of control and has grown to more than 1,500 square kilometers in size. That fire about 6 kilometers from the Sandy Lake First Nation. Thousands of protesters took to the streets of Los Angeles on Sunday to rally against President Donald Trump's deployment of the National Guard. The demonstrations looking to call attention to the ongoing arrests of immigrants in that country. Yesterday, demonstrators blocked a freeway entrance, set self-driving cars on fire, and threw objects like concrete and electric scooters at law enforcement officers and vehicles. The live-action Lilo and Stitch topping the box office for a third straight weekend, adding another $32 million in the U.S. and Canada. Second place going to the John Wick spinoff Ballerina, while Mission Impossible The Final Reckoning slid to third place. Karate Kid Legends and Final Destination Bloodlines rounding out the top five. In sports, the Stanley Cup Final shifts to the Sunshine State tonight. The Oilers heading to Florida for Game 3 against the Panthers, with the series tied at one apiece. Puck drop at 8 o'clock. And the Blue Jays in St. Louis to face off with the Cardinals. First pitch at 7:45. CHFI weather mainly cloudy today with showers this morning, ending late this afternoon. A risk of thunderstorms in the mix as well. Today's high of 20, feeling like 25. Tonight, partly cloudy with possible showers overnight and a low of 15. Tuesday, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 21. I'm Scott Burnett.
With CHFI traffic, I'm Brandon DePond. Starting to see some delays along your early morning commute, this being on the westbound 401, getting out of the Durham region from west of Brock Street to approaching Salem. And then did get a report of a disabled vehicle, this being at Avenue in the Express, where a left lane is blocked. However, this sort of in the middle of an already long-term construction project where west of Yonge to approaching the Island in the Express, where it's the right lane blocked.
Your days and your nights get a little bit colder. Oh, oh, oh. good moments with the Pooja and Gurdeep Show on 98.1 CHFI.
Has tipping gone too far? And I know, you know, when talking about tipping, a lot of people have lots of opinions, but it seems that in restaurants now, especially, the default options seem to be much higher. It used to be sort of like 15%, 10, 15, 20. Now
15,
it's
18, 20.
Yeah.
But now it starts at 20, doesn't it? It's
like, yeah.
20, 22, 25 or something? Or?
And when you ask Canadians, there was a recent survey, what is the right number? Majority agree that if you're sitting down at a restaurant, 15% is the way to go.
15 feels like the bare minimum. And yeah. If you get really good service, which I will say, there's a lot of good servers, waiters, waitresses. I don't know what the proper term is these days in Toronto. Like, most times I have a really good experience and I'm inclined to go 20.
Yeah.
I've got no problem with sitting down and tipping in a sit-down restaurant. I mean, that's a lot of work. You know, all the maintenance that coming by the table. For me, where tipping has gone too far is now that, and I know this was a COVID thing because we were trying to help out all the businesses, but now it's just stayed. Tipping has pervaded areas where tipping never used to be. Like, I got prompted for a tip at my auto mechanic. And I'm like,
really?
Well, wait a minute. So much of what I'm paying for is the labor. Isn't that... And it's already like it's a big bill at the mechanic.
Yeah, it usually is.
A buddy told me he got asked to tip at the dermatologist's office.
I'm what?
Like, what?
It's like, that Botox look good.
Like, those places, it's just jarring to see it. So my issue is, you know, when I it's like, wait, what? So I'll go custom and I'll go zero if I'm at the auto mechanics. But then I feel like a jerk because
yes.
I'm like, is anyone behind me seeing me do this? Am I a cheapskate now? Like, is this?
This is where it gets complicated for me, because I understand that in a lot of jobs where you're only getting paid minimum wage, we know that's not a living wage, right? And so there's a part of you that wants to tip, even though maybe this isn't a typical place you would tip, because you know that they're not making a lot of money. It's expensive to live in this city and you want to help out. But then how often are you going to do that? And then the feeling of not doing it and then feeling bad about who you are and what you're doing is also not a good feeling. So it's complicated.
It's complicated. I think in a situation like, let's use the car mechanic, I think 9 out of 10 people are going to go zero, and maybe 1 out of 10 is the person's going to give into the pressure of the little mm-hmm. thing. And so I get it. They're doing it. Even if 10% of the people are tipping, but it makes 9 people feel like you're not a good person.
Yeah.
You feel like you're not a good person when you hit zero.
I was prompted to tip at an ice cream shop, and I was like, okay, well, it's already costing me $6.50 for one scoop.
Well, did you get, you got one scoop or two?
I got one. $6.50.
You got a tip if you're getting two.
it's
sugar
hard.
Sugar home? You got a tip.
It was in a cup.
Oh, okay.
But so anyway, tipflation, it's a thing, and there are ridiculous places now where you're being asked to tip. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, what is the most ridiculous place you have been asked to tip?
98.1 CHFI.
Surprise, a single teardrop falling from your eye. I don't know why I run away.
CHFI traffic. I'm Brandon DePont, and this report brought to you by Canadian Tire. Along the westbound 401, already getting busy from west of Brock Street to approaching Salem. Also getting busy, of course, getting into the downtown core here in downtown Toronto. Eastbound Gardner, the long-term construction from Dufferin to Strawn is causing a big backup from east of Humber Bridge. Save up to 50% on select summer must-haves during the summer big red sale at Canadian Tire, only until June 12th. Conditions and exclusions apply.
Here at 98.1 CHFI, we're about to make a big mistake. It'll be public.
Public.
It'll be frequent. Frequent.
And it will win you free cash. Are you in?
At CHFI, we don't typically repeat the same song twice between 9 and 5, but we might do it only so you can win free cash.
I can't believe it.
If you catch us repeating any song weekdays between 9 and 5, call 416-872-2434 and you could win instant cash.
And a shot at $25,000.
Oh my God, thank you.
Keep CHFI on during the day because you never know when we make that mistake.
No way.
It's the CHFI $25,000 no repeat guarantee. Only on 98.1 CHFI.
Hey, it's Pooja Honda. I don't know about you, but it's so hard to get anyone to come do simple repairs around the house without having to pay an arm and a leg, or worse, have them not show up because it's not big enough of a job for them. This is why I love Jiffy. I can just open the app, find what I'm looking for, book it, and forget about it. And Jiffy actually ended up saving me some money in the process. I kept getting an error message on my dryer, but it was still working, just not well. So I was matched with the Jiffy Pro who does appliance repair. Only when I sent him a photo of my dryer with the error message I was getting, he knew what the problem was. A much simpler problem than having to repair my dryer. Turns out I just needed a dryer vent cleaning, not a repair, which saved me both money and time. Thank you, Matthew, for your honesty and for not charging me for an appointment I didn't need. Now my dryer is up and running again, and it's one less thing to worry about around the house. You can download the Jiffy app or sign up on JiffyOnDemand.com with the code CHFI for $25 off your first job. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
McDonald's summer drink days are back, which means it's officially summer. Enjoy your refreshing small Coca-Cola or small iced coffee for just $1 all summer. Woo! Summer's booming with summer drink days. Excludes flavored iced coffee at participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Thanks to IKEA, my bedroom feels extra sleepy. These new blackout curtains keep it extra dark, and my new duvet keeps me extra cozy. But it also made my nighttime extra boring because the monster under my bed is sleeping better too. Hey, buddy, wake up. Hey.
Don't scare me like that. What are you trying to do to me? Jeez.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Hey, so what did you want to talk about?
Well, I want to tell you about Wegovy.
Wegovy?
Yeah, Wegovy.
What about it?
On second thought,
I might not be the right person to tell you.
Oh, you're not?
No, just ask your doctor about Wegovy. Yeah, ask her it by name.
Okay, so why did you bring me to the circus?
Oh, I'm really into lion tamers. You know,
with the chair and everything.
Ask your doctor for Wegovy by name. Visit Wegovy.ca for savings. Exclusions may apply.
Have you recently thought about buying a new home? In these uncertain times, you deserve certainty. You need a builder you can trust to provide your family with the most important investment you'll ever make. Starling Home Corporation has built over 12,000 homes across Ontario since 1992. We're now selling in Richmond Hill, Aurora, and coming soon to Oakville, Markham, and Stouffville. It's time to think about your next home. Starling, your five-star home builder. Visit starling.ca.
The Mix and Match event is on at Sleep Country. That's good news if you're looking for a mattress that's a little firmer, plushier, cozier, cooler, or a pillow that truly matches your vibe, your tastes, your needs, your sleep. Everyone's sleeping needs are unique, so it's time to get mixing and matching. During our Mix and Match event, get up to 20% off almost everything. Hurry, it's for a limited time only. Speak to a sleep expert for details, only at Sleep Country. Proudly Canadian for over 30 years.
Jan Arden's mixtape tour is here. Tonight and tomorrow, live at Massey Hall. Jan Arden, in support of her brand new album, Mixtape. Where Jan reimagines classic pop anthems, plus all her 90s favorites. Insensitive.
Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. Jan Arden in an unforgettable, nostalgic performance you won't want to miss.
All week at Real Canadian Superstore, get $25 back in PC Optimum points for every $100 spent on home, baby, beauty, apparel, and more through our PC Optimum app. Bask in the glow of low prices at Real Canadian Superstore. Proudly Canadian. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
Hi, I'm Sarah Milroy, director of the McMichael Canadian Art Collection in Kleinberg. And this summer, I'm inviting you to travel to Venice through the paintings of Canada's post-impressionist master, James Wilson Maurice. Experience moments of everyday life from a century ago along the iconic canals and quiet side streets of this enchanting city. Maurice in Venice is on now through September 21st. Fall in love with the city that has captivated visitors for centuries. Book your tickets at McMichael.com, home to the Art of Canada.
This is the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
On 98.1 CHFI.
You a house, I would buy you a house. And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
buy you furniture for your house,
maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K car,
a nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
If I had $1 million,
I'd build a tree fort in our yard.
If I had $1 million,
you could help, it wouldn't be that hard.
If I had $1 million,
maybe we could put a little tiny fridge in there somewhere.
Yeah, we could just go up there and hang out.
Like open the fridge and stuff, and there are already foods laid out for us with little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
Mm.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat,
but not a real fur coat. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you an exotic pet,
yep, like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains,
ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
Crafted.
Of course we would. We just eat more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
Mm.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you some art.
A Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
feel-good moments with Pooja and Gurdeep
on 98.1 CHFI.
So much talk about tipping lately. It's been in the mainstream media. I don't know about you, Pooja. My group chats with friends, everyone's talking about tipping. Where do you tip? How much do you tip? We're asking you today, what is the most ridiculous place you've been asked to tip? And they started doing it in COVID, but COVID's long since over, but those places are now still asking for tips. And guess what? Everyone's hard up for cash.
Yes. And sometimes it just leaves you scratching your head. So we want to know what's the most ridiculous place you've been asked for a tip. Let's go to Emmanuel in Toronto.
When I went go-karting once, they asked me to tip at the end of my race.
What?
Go-kart? Did you finish first? Is that why?
Yeah.
That is interesting. And did you?
No, I've not tipped.
Okay. I never tipped when I was playing Mario Kart. I'm not tipping when I'm going go-karting. Emmanuel, thanks for the call, buddy.
Yep, thank you. Bye.
Let's go to Lisa in Markham. What's that for you?
Actually, at a mini putt.
A mini putt?
Really?
Mini putt. So they passed me the golf club, and then I paid for the mini putting for my son and I, and they asked for a tip.
If I'm tipping at mini putt, I am keeping a golf ball or two.
Isn't that funny? I know, and I agree with you. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, the places they're asking.
And did you do it?
I don't remember because it was a while ago, but I'm pretty sure I did not.
All right, okay. Lisa, thank you for sharing. We appreciate that.
Have a great day. I love what you do.
Oh, we love you too.
Thanks,
thank
Lisa.
You.
Okay, have a great day. Bye-bye.
Should have asked Lisa for a tip. I mean, she likes the show.
She loves us? How much do you love us? Put your money where your mouth is, Lisa.
See, that's how ridiculous it would be for us to ask for a tip.
100%, but I'll send you my Venmo. Do we even have Venmo? Is that a U.S. thing?
So.
I don't know. What is the most ridiculous place you've ever been asked to tip? Let's try another one here. Austin in Etobicoke, what is it for you?
McDonald's. I got a Happy Meal for my daughter. I guess it came up to like $7 or $8, whatever. $7. I gave her a 10, and she didn't give me my $3 back. And then she goes, she said, aren't you going to tip?
What?
You get shocked, right? And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, okay, sure, you know. I mean, I've never been asked for a tip at a McDonald's, but yeah.
For takeout?
It happened, and I just said, you know what? It's $3, but if you're going to ask me again, I'm going to say no.
Austin, I think for me, like, the problem with this is that there should never be an assumption, right? It's up to you whether you want a tip or not.
It should have been when she said $7 and I gave her a 10, I could have just said, yeah, keep the change.
My problem with that is I can't tell someone to keep the change without saying, and keep the change, you filthy animal. So that's why I can't do that. This is why I got a tap everywhere. Austin from Etobicoke, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, guys, have a good one.
98.1
CHFI.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead.
We usually don't repeat a single song between 9 and 5. But today, we'll do it.
When you hear it, call 416-872-2434.
Be caller 16 and win instant cash.
Woo-hoo! And a chance at $25,000.
It's CHFI's $25,000 no repeat guarantee.
98.1 CHFI.
As Canadians, we love our summers, don't we? And this summer is the perfect time to discover hidden gems right here in our own backyard. Maybe it's a trip to Goderich, which is known as the prettiest town in Canada, or my personal fave, a visit to a little town called Omimi in the Kawartha Lakes. It's where Neil Young grew up, and I'm heading there with my family for the Canada Day long weekend. Goodbye city life, hello serene cottage life. And while I'm away, I'll be hosting my own space on Airbnb. It's actually a perfect time to host since it's sitting empty anyway. I've done it before, and it's an easy way to make a little extra cash. Essentially, while you're away discovering little hidden gems, you're also helping others do the same in your own town, staying at your place. And if hosting feels a bit overwhelming, try Airbnb's new co-host network, where you can hire a qualified and vetted co-host to do the hosting for you. That means while you're away, there's a local and experienced co-host that's making sure your home and guests are taken care of. They do all the work for you, so you can focus on exploring this great country. Find a co-host at airbnb.ca/host.
Critics agree How to Train Your Dragon is one of the best live-action remakes ever. This Friday.
Toothless.
The legend comes to life.
I'm the first Viking who wouldn't kill a dragon.
First to ride one, though.
Come on!
How to Train Your Dragon in theaters Friday. Get tickets now.
Bacon or sausage? Why not both? The Mighty McMuffin is back for good with bacon and sausage. Pairs perfectly with a premium roast coffee starting at $1 plus tax. Mighty McGriddle is available until 11 a.m. at participating McDonald's in Canada. Price excludes delivery.
Hi, doctor.
Hi, good to see you. Is that bubble wrap on your foot?
Yeah, I've been hiding my gross toe.
Oh, that's toenail fungus.
It just looks gross.
It's actually a contagious infection that won't go away on its own. It can get worse and spread to other nails if you don't treat it.
Not my other toes.
But there are prescription treatments that can be applied directly to the nail.
Think you might have toenail fungus? Talk to your doctor.
Stuck in Toronto traffic? Here's something that moves faster, a loan from iCash.ca. Imagine applying online, getting an instant decision, and funding by e-transfer in 2 minutes, 24/7. By the time you've moved 3 car lengths on the expressway, you've got your cash. Yep, iCash is that fast. And iCash accepts all credit scores and all sources of income, whether it's cash, grocery, rent, or emergency expenses. Apply today, get funded today. iCash.ca.
Discover more value at Loblaws all summer. This week, get family-sized boneless, skinless chicken breast for $4.58 per pound. Offer ends June 11th. Shop in-store or online. Conditions apply. See flyer for details. Loblaws, proudly Canadian since 1919.
Now at Lexus of Richmond Hill, lease a 2025 RX 350 F Sport Series 1 from 2.4% for 24 months. Lexus of Richmond Hill, a division of Wayne's Auto Group.
Good morning. Let's get your CHFI news update.
Toronto police are asking for your help finding a suspect wanted in connection with an unprovoked assault against a woman at a TTC station last week. Investigators say it happened at Broadview Station just before 2:30 in the afternoon on Thursday of last week. The man, described as in his 50s, 6'2" with a medium build, last seen wearing a red golf shirt, black rain jacket, and brown cargo pants. You can see his picture right now at toronto.citynews.ca. President Donald Trump's new ban on travel to the U.S. by citizens from 12 countries is now in effect. It took effect today and targets citizens from mainly African and Middle Eastern countries. They include Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Sudan, and Yemen. The 78th Tony Awards were handed out last night in the Big Apple. The musical rom-com May Be Happy Ending nabbing a number of awards, including Best Musical, Best Actor in a Musical, as well as for Direction and Original Score. History was also made after Cole Escola won Best Performance by an Actor in a Leading Role in a Play for the their role in Oh Mary, becoming the first openly non-binary nominee and winner at the Tonys. In sports, Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final goes tonight in Florida with the Oilers and Panthers tied up at one game apiece. Puck drop at 8 o'clock. The Jays in St. Louis to take on the Cardinals. First pitch at 7:45. CHFI weather mainly cloudy today with showers this morning, ending late this afternoon. A risk of thunderstorms in the mix as well. Today's high of 20, feeling like 25. Tonight, partly cloudy with possible showers overnight and a low of 15. Tuesday, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 21. I'm Scott Burnett.
With CHFI traffic, I'm Brandon DuPont. Right now along the Toronto-bound QEW, starting to see some delays develop on this morning commute. So that being from approaching the Burlington Skyway towards Fairview and then a slow spot again at Cawthra. Heading in towards the downtown core of Toronto, eastbound Gardner, Dufferin-Estrun, of course, long-term road work. That's going to be backing you up from east of Humber Bridge.
Every day, yeah, yeah.
I wanna
feel-good moment
with Pooja and Gurdeep.
Big winners all last week, and guess what? Another big winner coming up today. The $25,000 no-repeat guarantee. And we're guaranteed to have a winner. So between 9 and 5, we typically do not repeat a song. However, all summer, we are going to be repeating a song once, and we're hoping you catch us.
Yeah, that's the whole point, is that we don't like doing that. That's our claim to fame. Everybody knows that when you listen to us during your workday or if you're at home working from home, you're not going to hear the same song again. However, for this contest, we're going to play a song on purpose. We're doing it to benefit you so that when you hear that song, if you catch us repeating a song and you call us your caller 16, you're going to win $250 right on the spot. And then on top of it, we're going to sweeten it by adding you to a draw for even more money, your chance at $25,000.
Yeah, so if you're in the office, throw on CHFI. If you're at home, you can ask your smart speaker. You could throw it on your TV. Talking to your Rogers Xfinity remote, hey, play CHFI. You could play it on the Seeker app, S-E-E-K-R. Download that app. You can listen to us wherever you go. But make sure you've got us on 9 to 5 because you don't want to miss a few minutes. You might miss that second, that song playing for a second time. You want to call us at 416-872-CHFI when you hear it. If you were caller 16, as Pooja mentioned, $250, your shot at $25,000. It's the CHFI $25,000 no-repeat guarantee.
I would be so bad at this game because sometimes I want certain songs to repeat. And I'd just be like, oh, I like this song. I forgot that it already played.
I think that would make you good at this game.
You
You're a diligent listener.
Okay.
And this is a game you might actually, even you could actually win this.
If I can win it, anyone can win it. You want to make sure you're listening between 9 and 5, your no-repeat guarantee.
98.1 CHFI.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. You Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Will make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl. I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Stage in my ear.
CHFI Traffic, I'm Brandon DePond, and this report is brought to you by Adonis. We have right now just delays across your major highway routes. So on the eastbound Gardner, Dufferin-Estrade construction, that causing a big delay from east of Humber Bridge as well. Southbound 410 ramps to the eastbound 401 left lane block for road work, thus creating a backlog from south of Courtney Park. For fresh quality produce, Adonis is your destination. Until June 11th, 1 pound lime bags and 6 units avocado bags are $2.99 each.
Here at 98.1 CHFI, we're about to make a big mistake. It'll be public.
Public.
It'll be frequent. Frequent.
And it will win you free cash. Are you in?
At CHFI, we don't typically repeat the same song twice between 9 and 5, but we might do it only so you can win free cash.
I can't believe it.
If you catch us repeating any song weekdays between 9 and 5, call 416-872-2434 and you could win instant cash.
And a shot at $25,000.
Oh my God! Thank you!
Keep CHFI on during the day because you never know when we make that mistake.
No way!
It's the CHFI $25,000 no repeat guarantee. Only on 98.1 CHFI.
Walmart welcomes you to their Port Credit store at 515 Lakeshore Road East. Check out the bright apparel and cosmetics sections, fantastic grocery selection, ready-to-eat meals, and much more. Right now, get a pack of blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.44. Save $1 on selected varieties of Kraft barbecue sauce, now 97 cents. You can also save $4 on 2.72-liter selected varieties of Tide Simply Detergent, now $7.97. Walmart, save money, live better.
Swing big this Father's Day and find the perfect gift for Dad or yourself at Golf Town. Don't miss big deals like the TaylorMade Sim 2 Max driver for only $349.98. Score big with our BOGO offers, like buy one, get one free on PXG Extreme Tour golf balls and Under Armour T2G polos. Plus, enjoy huge savings on top brands like Callaway, Nike, FootJoy, and more. Visit in-store or golftown.com for more details. Some exclusions apply.
Squinting through bright days? That's a no. Struggling with glare? Also no. What about sunglasses over regular glasses? Big no. But prescription sunglasses from Pearle Vision? That's a huge yes. They're a must-have for enjoying the sun in style. Choose from designer frames like Ralph Lauren, Coach, Michael Kors, and more. Arrange an eye exam at pearlvision.ca and get 40% off lenses. Some restrictions and exclusions may apply. See participating stores for details.
Time is running out to experience the world's number one musical, Disney's The Lion King. You only have a limited time left to witness this epic, visually stunning landmark event. The Lion King, now on stage at the Princess of Wales Theatre through August 30th only. See it now, remember it forever. The Lion King, book at Mervish.com.
There are many ways you can save money, and bundling your insurance policies could be one of them. Yes, bundling your home, auto, and other policies with BrokerLink can save you money. Plus, your policies are organized all in one spot. As one of Canada's largest brokerages, BrokerLink does the insurance shopping for you, and they're local, so they understand your insurance needs. Bundle up with BrokerLink and let them help protect the things you care about. Visit BrokerLink.ca for an online quote or to find a local branch near you.
The Princess Margaret Cottage Lottery. Get in by midnight Friday to win one of three incredible VIP prizes. Rock out at five epic concerts of your choice with $25,000. Or cash in $30,000 instead. We're also awarding 3,500 Princess Margaret Cottage Lottery tickets. Buy now to win more. VIP deadline is midnight Friday. Jerry the Fire. Buy your tickets now at PrincessMargaretLotto.com. Play responsibly. Raffle number 1456195.
This summer at Metro, we're celebrating our MVPs, most valuable products, like fresh chicken drumsticks or thighs for only $1.99 per pound and organic blueberries or blackberries for just $2.44 each, only until June 11th. Shop now in-store or online at Metro.ca.
Mark's This Is Big event is on now. Until June 11th, save up to 60% on a wide selection of styles, including great gift items just in time for Father's Day. This Is Big event on now at Mark's and Mark's.com.
If you've built or substantially renovated a home or condominium in the last 2 years, you could be eligible for tax-free government rebates of up to $24,000. Access Rebates can help you access government rebates, regardless of your income or property value. Trust Access Rebates, the industry experts with over 20 years of experience. Whether you have completed or are planning a home construction project, learn what rebates you're eligible for at accessrebates.ca.
Ontario invites you to take a stand for our home by discovering our home. Come stand on the Shield of Canada. Stand under the endless stars and northern lights. Stand with both feet planted in our parks or beside friends and family at a brewery or vineyard. But most of all, stand proud for Ontario, our home like no other. Discover your next adventure at DestinationOntario.com. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
Stay cool indoors and outdoors and save over 50% at TSC on the Hunter Vortex Rechargeable Air Circulator. Today's showstopper at TSC.ca.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun on 98.1 CHFI.
moment on the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Oh, yeah, it's Awkward Moments Day. I think lots of us have had awkward moments at work, and I'm staring squarely at you.
Some more than others, maybe.
Sure.
Yeah.
Good way to put it.
Things get awkward with me often, and like usually it's my fault. I make it awkward. I don't mean to.
You are the common denominator in all the awkward scenarios, so.
I have the best intentions, and it does happen at work a lot. It's actually happened with you a lot.
Yeah.
And so you witness a lot of awkward moments
many
at work.
Many hours of live television, it's going to happen. Which one do you want to choose? Because there's many that are popping into my brain right now.
Well, there was this one time when you and I were, we were co-hosts, so we're both on the anchor desk together.
News desk, yeah.
I read the teleprompter, you read the teleprompter, mm-hmm. and while I'm reading it, you're right beside me, and while you're reading it, I'm right beside you.
Yeah, they have like you on a one shot when you're reading, me on a one shot when I'm reading.
Yes. Yeah. And one time I came across a sports copy that I was hitting cold. They had just put it in. I didn't have a chance to read it in advance.
It was when the golfer Rory McIlroy had just won the Players' Championship for the first time.
So I'm reading that copy and I hit this name and I said, Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
And you lost it. You are right beside me. You're like banging on the desk and you're like, you're laughing so hard. And I'm like, what? What did I do? And you're like, that's not his name.
Rory McIlroy. But I don't blame you for butchering it because in the teleprompter, like if you write down Rory McIlroy, it's M-C, it's I-L-L-O-R-Y.
Thank you.
But capital I and then lowercase L. So
yes.
To look at it, it just looks like three L's.
And when I hit it, like, I'm not going to lie, like I was channeling my dad somehow and I was like, Rory McIlroy.
You got very Indian.
I got very Indian on it.
You were like, this just in, Rory McIlroy has won the Players' Championship. I'm like, want to try that again? Who?
Like, you're supposed to be my co-host who's just like, quiet, don't draw attention to my mistakes. Things got super awkward because now I know who he is. But
there are times as a co-host that you throw your co-host a life vest, and there are times you throw your co-host an anvil. And that time I chose to throw you an anvil.
Yes, yes. And for now, forever, I should say, he's always going to be Rory McIlroy.
98.1
CHFI.
I've been watching you all night long. I know you got your own thing going on. I can't help but think about what's on your mind. Wanna know what it would take to get inside. Got the whole spot wondering about who you are. You can have your pick, but I'm the one you want. So I'm about to make my way down to the floor. Cause you're just fine, going hypnotizing, head down to your toes, with your hands going down your back, watch that body go, it's electric, 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 you're so electric.
Watch that body go. It's electric, 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 electric.
Wednesday's off to a lovely start. It's time for CHFI News.
Prime Minister Mark Carney in Toronto today for an announcement on Canada's defense and security priorities. Defense ministers from NATO countries met last week in Brussels to discuss raising member spending targets on defense to as much as 5% of GDP. Canada has never met NATO's existing 2% target. No injuries reported after a two-alarm fire involving at least three homes in the Beaches. It broke out at a home on Wheeler Avenue north of Queen just after 10 last night. Electrical wires on the outside of the home catching fire, spreading into the basement while smoke filled at least two other nearby homes. DHL Express Canada saying a strike and lockout that kicked off on Sunday at midnight won't dramatically affect its parcel delivery service. The carrier says it has a contingency plan. The union representing more than 2,000 DHL employees says that plan means hiring replacement workers. The work stoppage adding to the labor turmoil in the parcel market as Canada Post remains at odds with 55,000 workers who are taking part in an overtime ban. In sports, the Stanley Cup final shifts to the Sunshine State tonight. The Oilers heading to Florida for Game 3 against the Panthers with the series tied at one apiece. Puck drop at 8 o'clock.